Michael Jai White is on the phone, Sybil.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We never hear it like that, Mike.
No, we never hear it like that. Yeah, she didn't say good morning to us.
Not like that. No, what's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, things are well, man. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. You got Never Back Down, No Surrender, debuting digital today.
Yep, that's right.
And we have 25 copies to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. You must be a member of the Text Time Club to win. So what's it about?
Well, it's kind of like a Rocky movie, but with MMA. You know, with that UFC type of thing.
Uh-huh.
I play a character who's trying to get back in the ring and become a champion again.
And this is Never Back Down 3.
Yeah, yeah, No Surrender. And it stars myself, Isai Morales, and also my wife and daughters in this movie as well.
Nice.
The whole family's into martial arts?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we shot the movie. I directed it as well. I did everything but cater the thing. But, we shot it in Thailand about a year ago, and I'm very proud of it.
The whole family are black. Everybody in your family is black belt? Your wife and children?
Not quite. My wife is the equivalent of a black belt, but my daughter's working on hers.
Wow.
Now, yeah. We just lost Kimbo Slice, and he was a friend of yours.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I did a movie called Blood and Bone with Kimbo. He's a real good dude. I mean, my heart sank when I heard the news. I didn't even know he was sick.
I was going to ask you, did you know he was sick?
Nope. None of our friends seem to have known that. Rest
but
in peace, though.
What are your memories of working with him, though? Because he became a sensation as a result of YouTube, but his personality was just, you know, bouncing off the screen.
That's exactly it. Because you can't really hide your personality. He was a real good guy. That's why he really became like a phenomenon. Because people could just see inside that he was just, you know, he was from the streets. He had every reason to be, you know, I guess, you know, a negative type person, but he was just so positive and so about his family and doing what he could to just strive and survive.
I used to run into him all the time in Miami. I didn't know that he was Kimbo Slice, the Kimbo Slice, until I saw, oh, that's the guy? I run into this guy all the time. He's nice, always nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a lot more shy than you would imagine because, you know, I went to go help him train, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes he's like, oh, you know, I don't want to put you out. And I'm like, man, you're a friend, man. I want to help you do your thing. So a lot of these guys, you know, it's almost like street basketball, right?
Yeah.
They learn street ball, but they never learn the technical stuff, you know. And
the science.
I would work with Kimbo on some, you know, technical martial arts stuff that he missed just fighting in the streets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he good?
Yeah, man. What he had was the most important thing was heart. You know, he was striving to work on his technique, which is, you know, the thing that he had to do. But, man, you know, he was such a good dude. And, of course, that fearsomeness, that just came innate. You know, we use what we had in our environment. And, you know, I always call it, you know, using it like fuel, like the fire that runs you. But the fire could burn down the house or it can cook the food, you know. Depends on what you do with it.
Most martial arts performers, they don't last a long time. And they don't make a whole lot of money, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't. And they're not going to make a lot of money when people will pretty much do it for free. You got a lot of these young kids who would, you know, just want to get the angst out. And they would fight anybody for any reason. So it's hard to band together and stand for, you know, higher wages. So it's kind of rough in the MMA world.
Well, Michael Jai White, Bruce Lee, was he as bad as his legend?
Man, Bruce Lee was the best martial artist who ever lived. But people get it mixed up. They think that means you're a good fighter for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like thinking Clint Eastwood can shoot really well, you know? You know? But it's a great thing because he captured your imagination. You know, Bruce Lee was about 132 pounds. And I don't care how good you are. I mean, you know, it's like you can't just have Floyd Mayweather fight Mike Tyson, you know, that type of thing. But he was a great, he's the best martial artist in the world. And as far as fighters, even myself, a lot of people think that because you do movies, that means you can beat up everybody. You know, and it's a difference. There's a reality, and then there's movies. But he's the best movie star ever.
Yeah, do people try you?
Do people test you, like they want to fight you or try to start fights?
You know, I really thought that would happen a lot, but it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't at all, actually. I think it comes down to people not wanting to be embarrassed.
But the emphasis is on the word artist, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like that's what it sounds. I'm definitely not.
What about Jackie Chan? Jackie Chan, he's got skills.
Yeah, I mean Jackie Chan has so many skills. Again, but again, just like Jet Li, he said in interviews, he has no idea how to fight because that's not what you do. It's kind of like you don't fight your prize greyhounds; you run them. You know, it's about performance. And a lot of people who are good fighters don't transition well to film because sometimes you're a good fighter because you can take a good shot, you know, fighting is kind of ugly, but you can't, you know, on movies, you got to have the combination.
And explaining that to young people has really got to take a lot out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, to make them understand that.
Yeah, but with martial arts, it's about your discipline. You overcoming obstacles all the time, and you're doing that mentally. See, that's the thing that I want people to understand about martial arts. That it makes you a better person because you're disciplined. With discipline, you can accomplish anything in life.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of times people think about the fight stuff, and that's all good. And you can protect yourself and others. But the best thing is about how it makes you as a person, your discipline and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a lot of that.
Never Back Down, No Surrender, debuting today, digital.
Number three.
And I've got 25 copies of the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. Michael Jai White, my man.
All right.
Thanks so much.